my name is Ashley Hill, and welcome to the Ashley Hill Podcast. I am your host. I am a best-selling author and scholarship search strategist. Join me as I talk about lifestyle, personal finance, and personal development with my amazing guest. Let's get started. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am super excited because I've got this amazing expert today, Julia Rogers, and she is going to help us get our gap year selves together in the midst of a pandemic. So welcome, Julia.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I'm excited. So I was telling everyone that actually I've been following you from LinkedIn and I was just like, I had to have Julia on the show. So
I'm so glad. I love talking about gap years, as you will probably learn.
Yes. And I'm ready. So guys, I'm going to read her bio for you that we can get a feel for everything that Julia does, because she does a million wonderful things. But Julia Rogers is an experiential education expert and professionally accredited gap year counselor. Julia works with educators, service learning organizations, nonprofits, government entities, and families to develop creative educational pathways that result in young adults being better prepared to succeed in college, life, and work. And as the founder of En Route Counseling, Julia oversees a social enterprise dedicated to fueling the gap year movement and developing a generation of compassionate, driven, and resourceful global citizens. Julia co-hosts a podcast called Gap Year Radio. She is an alumna of Hamilton College in New York, a TEDx speaker, and a graduate of the Snelling Center for Government's Vermont Leadership Institute. Wow, that is amazing.
Oh, thank you so much, Ashley. Yeah, I keep busy.
Yes. And I'm sure even now, I'm sure you're really, really,
really 2020 really has been crazy. Yes, for many reasons, yeah. But also because it's really thrust the gap year option into the spotlight. So
absolutely. And so let's kind of jump into it. Kind of for those that are watching or listening and they're like, I might know what a gap year is, not too sure. So can you kind of tell us, you know, what's a gap year and should we be considering that right now?
Sure. So I think that a great working definition of a gap year is that it is a structured period of personal growth aided by activities of enrichment. So there's no defined length of time. There's no, you know, delineation of when in your life you need to take it, but it is supposed to be intentional. It's meant to be educational, but just more experiential in that education. And it's really supposed to be, you know, formative, a really formative, almost rite of passage type of experience that sets a student up better to succeed in life and work or college or whatever higher education they choose to engage with.
Awesome. And you know what I love in your definition is you said intentional. And I think that's maybe some of the myth with some students is they're like, oh, I'm just doing whatever, or I'm just relaxing for a year or so. And it's not relaxing. Maybe that's part of it, but it's really an intent with it. You know, what exactly are you going to do? That way you come out prepared, like you said, for that next, you know, step in life.
Exactly. And, you know, different students take gap years with different motivations. And I think like that's another part of the nuance of the definition. You know, we definitely have students who are headed to elite colleges and universities who are a little bit burnt out. You know, they've worked really hard. They've done every extracurricular. They do maybe deserve some gap year activities that are more restful or maybe just for fun because they haven't really focused on that part of their development. Whereas there are other students who maybe are taking a gap year because they don't know what they want to major in college, or maybe they just need to do some growing up and gathering some life skills so they can take advantage of their higher education experience. And so whatever that student's profile is and what they're trying to get out of their gap time is going to help direct them towards what kinds of opportunities are going to best buoy them and get them closer to those goals.
I agree. And, you know, I have to say now with, of course, the pandemic and all the other things going on this year, I'm just thinking about all the students that wanted to go off, you know, to college, Julia, wanted that experience. And of course, due to CDC guidelines and all those different things, a lot of them are in their dorm room, taking classes through Zoom, you know, and maybe regretting their decision. But what do you say to a student where they chose not to go for health reasons, you know, and safety reasons? And let's say that their community college was packed and they couldn't get into the classes that they want. What should their perspective be? How do they deal with this right now in terms of a gap year and considering that?
Sure. So I think that the reason why we don't see 80 or 90% of students taking a gap year after high school is because it's not yet a cultural norm. And people are naturally, especially adolescents, are afraid to kind of go against a cultural norm. And so I think that what the gap year is offering is an opportunity to reframe what it means to take a gap year and why. And I've heard from a lot of students this year who's told me, you know, Julia, I was thinking about taking a gap year in high school, but I wasn't planning on it. But then COVID happened and it gave me permission to explore this option and take it. And all of my students this year that I'm working with are very, very happy with their decision to take gap time because they're not stuck in a dorm room. They're, you know, not paying $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 for an online education. And right. they're not kind of pushing through maybe not the other types of educational experiences that you can have at this time that are not quite ideal for them. So I think it really comes down to how students can maximize this period of time. So how can you leverage the opportunity of COVID to kind of get more out of your, you know, young life. So that could be work experience. It could be, you know, an internship or a development course that kind of sets you up for, you know, understanding more about your career options. It could be service work and volunteering. There's so much to be done right now around the COVID crisis. And then there's all sorts of experiential courses and things that are focused on being in the outdoors that are able to run even during COVID. So there are actual programs that students can still partake in this year as well.
I love it. And you know what? I like the fact that you gave, and for those that are watching and listening, Julie just gave you a rundown of so many different things that you can do. But I think the point is really just to get started. But I like what you said, Julia, is you said that it's the opportunity. Like you were saying, your students said COVID this season gave me permission to do this. Mm-hmm. And I love that perspective instead of just saying I'm locked in, this sucks. You know, but that we're actually going to take a positive spin on it and take action. So,
yeah, you can't be afraid to do something different. And, you know, there's so much innovation that happens out of crises. And that's one of the things that we're seeing right now. There's lots of innovation in online school. And, yes. you know, there are some schools that are doing online college really well. There are virtual gap year programs that are leveraging really interactive virtual technology to create really cool programming. So we are seeing a lot. And then the innovation coming from the student side of things. I have a student who started his own business this year. I have students who are going on road trips to national parks and seeing the wonders of our own country. And so students are really engaging with what they want. But I think that it all kind of comes down to a student's personal goals, which I'm happy to talk more about if that's kind of one of the building blocks of planning this intentional period of time for sure.
Absolutely. And so I kind of move into what is important. So let's say a student or a family that's listening, Julia, and they're like, okay, we're going to do volunteering. You know, we're going to find something to do. How do they go about making sure that it's an experience that's fit for them instead of just doing something to try to just impress maybe the admissions team next year at a college? How do they make sure that it's that they're tailoring it to fit their needs and desires?
Definitely. So I think it's really important that you come out a gap year in an authentic way, right? The gap year really is supposed to be about you and what you need to do to grow. So I like to subcategorize these goals that you can use for your gap time into three categories. So you've got your personal goals, your professional goals, and your practical goals, the three P's. And personal are things that you just want to try. Maybe there's a hobby that you want to learn that you haven't gotten a chance to in high school. Professional is career related. So what kinds of things do you want to maybe test drive as a career opportunity? And then the practical stuff, the life skills things, how to budget, how to do your laundry, how to cook your own meals, all those things that sometimes students coast into their post-secondary education without really ever having had to do. So these are all things that you can kind of, you know, start listing out for yourself. So maybe you want to practice your Spanish, or maybe you want to, you know, try out a marketing career, or maybe you really do need to learn how to cook something other than scrambled eggs before you start college. So choosing two or three things in each of those categories gives you some building blocks to work from, and you can start researching, okay, could I learn Spanish if I can't go to Spain or if I can't go to Latin America? Is there a new American organization in my community that I can volunteer with where I know that there's a large Spanish speaking population? So you can kind of plug in these goals into just about any COVID situation, whether it's local or virtual opportunities, things that are happening elsewhere in our country that aren't in your community, as well as there are a couple international locations that are still open and doing kind of travel in a safe way for Americans. So there's quite a lot to choose from.
I love it. And I love the three P's. I hope you guys heard it. Julia's personal goals, professional goals, and practical goals. That I love it. I can remember that. And it starts all with the same letter.
Right. Yeah. So we love alliteration.
Yes. I love it. So everybody that's watching and listening, make sure that you are keeping those three P's in mind. And so I kind of move into this for those that are watching and those that are listening. Like I said in Julia's bio introduction, is that she has a company, she consults with students, and she helps you with this. You may not know what activities to do. And Julia, I'm sure obviously you're working virtually as well because of the COVID situation. So you don't have to be in her area. She can reach out, or you can reach out to her and she can work with you. So Julia, kind of walk us through that. So somebody comes to you, they're interested in working with you, kind of what's that process and what do you provide for those students?
Sure. So I think that one of the biggest barriers, kind of as I alluded to before, is that there's just this kind of knowledge gap with students and parents and thinking like, okay, a gap year sounds cool, but actually, how do I get there from here? And so my services that I offer students are around coaching and the logistics around taking a gap year. So really understanding, helping a student identify those goals and then matching them with the kinds of opportunities that fit their parameters. So that would be like goals, budget, geography that is possible for them, and kind of taking away all of the those mental and logistical barriers to help them get and access this great gap year itinerary. So the fun thing about my job is that every gap year is different, every family is different, every student is different, so I get to really personalize the itinerary creation for the individual family. But it really starts with getting to know a student. Everybody is entitled to a free introductory conversation. I also have informational webinars and things like that, so you can plug into me that way. And then if I start working with a family formally, I get to know them, and then I start actually making personalized recommendations. So this would be formal gap year programs, or if a student wants to do something independent, like my student who wanted to start his own business or do the road trip stuff, then it's working them through, like helping them plan those kinds of things, which sometimes you need someone who's not a parent to be involved in asking those important questions and making sure that they're thinking through things to really make sure that the time is well spent. And then I work with my students through their gap year time as well and into kind of the transition back or to the next thing.
I love it. And you know, oh my goodness, you said so much I want to like dig into.
Yeah.
I love it though. First of all, I love is that you not only, you know, start off with, first of all, the personalization factor. I think that is huge because like you said, no, everyone is different. Their needs are different. And I love that they can come to you. They can, you know, bring you on and hire you as a member of their, I call it success team for
yes,
college.
I love it.
And, yes. And so you can help them through that. So I love the personalization, but also what you just said is that you remain with them. You're working with them even once they're coming off of their gap year. So does that, so for example, maybe would that include on the admission side, like the application piece, like if they had to write an essay about what they were doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I don't really get into the college admission side of things, but I do work with students on resumes or, you know, if they need to frame something for an admissions office and they want me to take a look, but I definitely try not to wade into the waters of where my specialty doesn't lie. So, you know, I kind of help those students with whatever they need for their gap year. And then I do help send them onward with whatever materials they need. But it's a lot of students that I work with, if they have like a success team, there's someone else on that team that's like really a specialist in essays or, you know, the college admissions process or those kinds of things. But I do a lot of resume stuff because a lot of times my students are looking for jobs or other kind or trying to position themselves for the next thing after their gap time. So that's definitely something that I work on with them. But a lot of the transition stuff also has to do with mental, because most of my students are transitioning from high school to community vocational school or a four-year college. So their status as a gap year student makes them a little bit different from a traditional freshman. And so we talk about what it means to be more mature than your fellow freshman, or what kind of challenges do gap year students tend to face, and what benefits and what positives are you bringing to your new college environment as well. So those are kinds of the things that we talk about after gap time in that transition period.
And, you know, I can imagine when you said that about the mental, you know, that's something we don't talk about enough. So I'm so glad that you're in that space, because, you know, there could be some anxiety. There could be, you know, how would this be perceived, or the pressure to maybe I should have went the traditional route. So I'm so glad that you touch on that. And really, what for you guys that are watching, listening, Julia, that I love that it's so comprehensive. You know, it's not just the pen and paper kind of thing, but it's also the It's the whole person.
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, I also have half year packages. So for families listening who are thinking about maybe just taking a leave of absence for the spring semester, I definitely work with, you know, that length of time as well as kind of a full gap year, which would be like basically the full school year. And I definitely have scholarships and other, you know, routes available to make my services accessible to all sorts of families. And gap years don't have to be expensive, which is another thing that I always like to make sure I draw a fine line under. I think that there's another perception sometimes that gap years are elitist or they're only, they're only going to be an expense. And really what we see in the nuts and bolts of it is that a gap year can be undertaken for any budget, including no budget. And a lot of, so there's ways to really benefit no matter where you're coming from.
Awesome. Awesome. And I love that you talked about the cost factor because I do. I think you're right. I know you're right. A lot of families are like, hey, you know, we're not doing that because we don't, you know, our budget is affected. And of course, I know now with this pandemic and unemployment and, you know, things like that, that some families are thinking like that. But I'm glad that, and I'm sure you do, when you offer your recommendations, if their budget is such and such, you know, that your recommendations fit within those parameters.
Exactly. Yeah. And for families who, you know, don't want to or can't invest in the help of a professional counselor, there's still things like AmeriCorps that are open to gap year students where they're fully funded and you get an education award at the end of your service. And so, you know, any young American who's interested in that kind of work can engage with it. So those are some really good options to consider this year as well.
Awesome. And you know, Julia, I have learned a lot myself. I didn't take a gap year. Probably listening to you, I should have.
I hear that a lot.
I just kind of went right on into Kent State, you know, and I probably should have taken a gap. Now, I did a gap in between my bachelor's and master's, and I that was a much needed break.
Yeah. There's no wrong way. There's a lot of that kind of gap in between undergrad and grad school, too, which is another wonderful period of time because it's any transitional moment. Before, after high school, after college or post-secondary education, or before career. Those are all good times to take gap time.
Yes. And so I want to encourage everyone that's, again, listening and watching. If you know that your child is interested in that, you guys are considering that, I highly recommend Julia. As you can see here, she's a wealth of knowledge. And that's why I had to bring her on because this is her area. You know, she has her own radio show, which is so exciting, and plus her services. So Julia, I'm going to let you take us out of here with your final thoughts, final wisdom, anything you want to share?
Sure. Well, I would just say, you know, don't be afraid of the gap year option. Definitely explore this pathway. If it at all intrigues you, if you've heard what we've been talking about and you're like, I want to hear more. Definitely, there's some really great places you can go for more information. One of my favorite resources is the Gap Year Association, which is just gapyearassociation.org. There you can find all sorts of stats and data about gap years if you want to geek out on that way. But the most important resource that they have on there is a planning guide as well as program listings. So it's a really great place, a neutral landing point for any family who just wants to learn more about gap years. And you can find me at enroutegapyear.com. And like Ashley said, my podcast that I co-host with a friend is Gap Year Radio. So you can find that wherever you find podcasts as well.
Awesome. Well, Julia, thank you. Thank you so much. We're definitely going to have you come on and do like a post-COVID kind of conversation to see if your perspective's changed maybe a little bit or maybe have some different strategies for us then. But until then, thank you so, so much.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for having me, Ashley.
You're welcome. All right. That wraps up another podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you know someone who needs these great tips and information, please share. Also, please follow us on social media. On Twitter, it's at Prep, PREPFOR College. On Facebook, we're at Prep, the number 4 College. On Instagram, we're at Prep, FOUR College. Also, you can visit our website to get more information on upcoming classes and courses that we have, which is at www.scholarshipsuccessschool.com. Again, that is www.scholarshipsuccessschool.com. And until next time, stay safe and be well.